This meeting is being recorded with the intent to distribute. Recorded meetings provide a valuable resource for Essanon members. By voluntarily sharing in this recorded meeting, members are provided expressed permission to Essanon International Family Groups to record and distribute this material. As such, it's important to keep the following meeting guidelines in mind when sharing. When sharing, please speak clearly into the microphone without touching the recording equipment. As soon as you decide you want to share, please come to the front and wait for the previous person to finish so there'll be as little time lapse between shares as possible. To ensure this recorded meeting reflects the Essanon point of view, we ask that careful consideration is taken into account with the following guidelines. We do not mention or discuss specific titles and authors of publications other than Essanon, SA, Al-Anon, or AA conference-approved literature. We leave our other identities outside the discussions, other 12-step programs, issues, philosophies, religions, therapies, and occupations. We speak about and from the Essanon point of view. Please be aware that the recording of this International Convention breakout session will be distributed widely. If you wish to share at this meeting and you'd like to protect your anonymity, instead of stating your first name, you may say, name withheld in the spirit of Tradition 12, or choose to share at a meeting that's not recorded. Okay, so if we could begin with the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Hello, I'm Jean Marie from Charlotte, North Carolina. Thank you very much for coming this morning. I was thinking about how there were 650 people from the whole world that came to this convention, and were some of them, so yay. There's this wonderful reading here that really talks about our what we're talking about today. Would someone volunteer to read this reading?
Thank you.
She'll have to read it in the microphone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Courage.
My name's Diane. I'm from Chicagoland. Hi, everyone. Courage to Change, December 2nd, page 337. I can easily itemize my loved one's limitations, hours past, while I list the ways in which he could stand to change. But not one thing has ever improved as a result of this mental criticism. All it does is keep my mind on someone other than me. Instead of admitting my powerlessness over another person's choices and attitudes, I flirt with illusions of power. In the end, I am a little more bitter, more hopeless, and more frustrated, and nothing about my situation or the other person has changed. What would happen if I took my list of criticisms and applied it gently to myself? I may complain about my loved one's verbal abuse, after all. I don't speak to him that way. But at that level of thought, I am just as abusive. The same attitude exists in both of us. We just manifest it differently. Today's reminder. Al-Anon says, let it begin with me. When I identify something I dislike in another, I can look for similar traits within myself and begin to change them. By changing myself, I can truly change the world. A quote from This is Al-Anon, quote, peace of mind depends on recognizing our own shortcomings. An honest personal inventory helps us to recognize our strengths and weaknesses. Unquote. I pass.
Thank you.
Okay, and then the reading for this breakout is from page 139. May 18th, in Reflections of Hope, Would you mind reading that?
Hi, I'm Peggy from Kansas City. Hi. Reflections of Hope, page 139, May 18th. I started to see my part. When I first came to Essanon, I was so hurt and angry that I was unable to keep from exploding at my husband for just about anything. I thought everything was his fault, especially my horrible life. My sponsor continually encouraged me to put the focus back on myself. She gently suggested that I was perhaps blaming my husband for situations in which I had willingly put myself. While working step four, I started to see my part in creating an unsafe environment for myself by not setting healthy boundaries. I finally saw that taking myself out of uncomfortable or even dangerous situations was my responsibility, not the sexaholic's. I need guidance, support, meetings, and most of all, a connection with my higher power to keep me focused on a healthy plan, the path of Essanon recovery. The slogan, one day at a time, helps to keep me focused. Today, I'm so grateful for my recovery and the positive changes in my life. I no longer blow up at my husband. Instead, I make a phone call, go to a meeting, or take a walk to connect with my higher power. With those supports, I can lovingly look at the reasons for my misery and see some positive choices. First things first reminds me to put the focus on myself and take care of me instead of automatically blaming my husband. Further reflections. Our human willpower cannot break the bonds of compulsive behavior, but our admission of powerlessness lays a firm foundation upon which to build our lives. Essanon, 12 Steps, page 2.
I think those two readings describe my situation pretty precisely. I started to see my part. So I've been married to my partner for 47 years. And in the beginning, I really was spending a lot of time and energy trying to make my husband change to be the spouse I thought would be ideal for me. It wasn't working. After the birth of our fourth child, I was diagnosed with a sexually transmitted disease, and I really hit bottom. I'd been praying so hard for my husband to change, and now this. I realized I needed to do more, but it wasn't for another 11 years that I found Essanon. I joined another program first and made some changes, but I knew my husband was addicted to porn, and the other program didn't seem to be addressing that. Luckily, when I was in a meeting, I heard a woman talk about her husband's other addiction. So I went up to her, and she told me about Essanon, and I started going to the Essanon meetings. And I think in the beginning, people were so patient with me. I was just pouring out my grief and talking about how my husband was doing so many bad things. But I got a sponsor, and she set a limit on how much I could talk about him. I had to talk about me and think of ways that I could make the situation better. And I decided to go to a national convention. And I told my husband he could come with me or not. And he decided to come with me. And that was really the beginning of our being on the same page and me realizing that by letting go, miracles were going to happen. So when I look at this reading, I realize that when there's a problem, I need to look for what my part is in it. And halt is a very important part of this because I realize that if I'm hungry, sometimes instead of angry, I say anxious, lonely, or tired. My mind compulsively goes to, how is my husband making my life miserable? And I might not be as able to let go of the pain of the past or be patient with his just usual behaviors that irk me. So the gift of Essanon is that I started to see my part. I began to realize how I tried to make my spouse someone that he wasn't, and I wasn't appreciating him for who he was and who he is, and you know, I tended to say to myself that I chose the wrong person instead of realizing that I chose the right person, but I just wasn't looking at his gifts and the positive things that he was bringing to the relationship. I'm so grateful that my husband chose recovery and that Essanon gave me the tools to regain my sanity and serenity. And first thing first means that I have to practice self-care. So I need to be sure that I'm doing the things that keep me happy and healthy with my daily routines of prayer, meditation, exercise, and a healthy diet. If I let these lapse for too long, I'm going to be suffering the consequences. So where we are now, recently, maybe a couple of weeks ago, I woke up. I was anxious because my kids were coming to stay with us, and I wanted, of course, everything to be perfect, even though I learned in this program to let go of perfectionism. And my mind started going over my husband's character defects. So it's early in the morning. I go downstairs. He's making himself a cup of coffee, and I say, "You really need to start drinking more water." And so he reacted by telling me something that I could do that would improve his life. I went back upstairs thinking about it. Then I went back downstairs and said, "I'm sorry, that's not how I wanted to start our day. Could we start our day over?" And he agreed, and we hugged, and we had a smile, and we started our day over. So I'm so grateful that I can have that ability in our relationship right now. So thank you. I'm Jean Marie, recovering slowly in this program. So the meeting is open for sharing. Please remember, this is a recorded meeting. Essanon distributes member recordings to carry the message in the spirit of 12 steps. Because our common welfare comes first, here are the guidelines for sharing during our meeting. Please come to the front of the room if you'd like to share. Please remember, there's no crosstalk. That is, we share with the group as a whole, rather than addressing comments or questions to individual members. We limit the length of our sharing. I don't think we have to do that. I don't know. So that everyone will have a chance to speak, and our purpose in sharing is to discuss ourselves, not the sexaholic. So maybe should we just do round robin, since there's so few of us? Would you mind?
My name is Fabian.
You'd like to pass? Okay.
Hi, I'm Amy from Houston. Thank you so much, Jean Marie, for your share and for the readings. I'll just read what I wrote down because I take notes of things that catch my attention. I said, "I can easily list Michael's ways to change, but that just gives me, it helps me flirt with an illusion of power." That really struck me in the Courage to Change reading. And the slogan, "Let it begin with me." From the Reflections of Hope, thank you, Peggy, for that reading, I said, "I was so hurt and angry. Focus on me. I willingly put myself into situations by not creating healthy boundaries." Oh, boy. Have a healthy path one day at a time. I put those three things down. I can, when a resentment or an anger comes, I can make a phone call, go to a meeting, or take a walk. And that in Essanon, powerlessness is a firm foundation for building upon. And then from your sharing, well, I'll forget that because that's crosstalk. But for me, I actually came into Al-Anon because of a second time. I've been around here a long time, but the path is different for everyone. And with my Essanon program, it really came to, I guess they call, I don't know what it's called, the big reveal. What's it called? The disclosure. Discovery. That's it. Discovery happened during COVID. And And it was, I was working in Al-Anon because my kid was suffering from alcoholism. And I remember talking to this deacon. I'll go quick. I was talking to this deacon and said, he said, "Do you think he's ready to stop drinking?" And I was like, "Well, God, he should be." And he said, "Yeah, but that's not the question." And then I said, "Well, if I was him, I certainly would be." And he said, "Well, that's not the question either." And it was like, dunk, like I could have had a V8. Like I was trying so hard to force the solution on someone else that then it came whipping back to me like a freaking boomerang, like, "Oh, I'm ready." And I went to Al-Anon that night, started. And I think it was the higher power really, setting the groundwork of powerlessness for that other addiction that I wasn't quite ready to address and deal with. And so then when, you know, police, you know, all these wonderful things that, you know, we get to share about, and laugh about, like, that's the lovely thing. I share about the shame and the embarrassment of it in other groups, and it's like, oh God, you know, people want to run away. But I come here and I'm like, "Oh yeah, the police showed up, he walked away in handcuffs," you know, and people are kind of like laughing, like, "Oh, it happened to me too." And I'm like, "Oh, thank God for that recovery and that freedom to share honestly about just my, you know, the real path and trying to find my higher power through this program, through these steps, and the firm foundation. I guess the topic is first things first, and for me, it's powerlessness is the very first thing I have to admit. That's all I got. Thanks.
Hi, good morning. I'm Angelica. I'd like to share. Hi. I'm not exactly sure where I'm going with this, but something happened about a week ago. My husband was just really getting on me about something really small, and I felt like it reminded me of my dad when he was on drugs when I was a kid and would just get on me about things that, you know, I didn't feel like I did anything wrong. And I was trying to stay calm and not react, and it just kept coming, and so I did yell and cuss at him, and, you know, I don't know, I guess that is my part, I'm not sure, you know, maybe there was probably a better reaction I could have done, I could have left the room or went outside or something, but that's what I did, and then things escalated a little bit, and I chose to call the police, and, you know, this has only happened one other time, and that was about 6 months ago. And right now, he's being so nice, and it's kind of nice to have him, like, doing what I want him to do and be nice because he's never done that before. And I see how, like, abuse can be an addictive cycle because there is, like, that, I'm seeing there's that nice part afterwards. And I feel like I'm kind of using that a little bit, like getting some leverage with that. I asked him if he would go to an SA meeting, and he did his first time. So I don't know. I feel like I'm using this to try to control him, you know, and I know it's probably not going to last long. So I don't know. I don't think that's, you know, I'm not sure if that's, like, healthy for me to do or if it's boundaries or if it's manipulation. I really can't see it clearly. I don't know. Maybe it's some weird mix of both. I'm not sure. But another thing that came up for me was the topic first things first. And I just remember, like, you know, going to work after something crazy had happened. and just trying to get through work. And I would say first things first and write a list of everything I needed to do for the day and just, you know, work through the list. And that's how I got through lots of days at work. Yeah, I think that's it. I think that'll pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.
Okay, I'm Diane.
Hi.
It's a great topic. So I came in the program, there was a belief in a higher power. So I thought, you know, I got that covered. But if you had been inside my head somehow during all that time, throughout my days, you probably would say, no, not. You know, you claim that God is number one, but what was going on in my head was just such craziness because I was focusing very much on my spouse primarily, or anything else that would keep the attention off of me. So that just was so much my life. And I didn't recognize it until coming in the program, and that kind of behavior was challenged. Then I became a little bit more illuminated how the obsession was just a way of life for me. That's a wonderful gift of the 12-step program, looking at my own life and starting to get unblocked in my relationship with God by putting other people there and things. How first things first applies today, that it really does help today because okay, that obsession in that area is down somewhat. But there's, in my life, every day there's something that can rob me of really staying connected with God because of the stresses of life. I could pick up any concerns and just I'm off and running. And so that's where this this thought process of, you know, what's my daily duty that I'm responsible for right now? And that has been just so helpful. I have no control over what's happening in this child's life, this situation. And I just keep going back to, okay, what's my daily duty today that God has given me as a wife, as a sister for today, as a mother, or helping to raise one of our grandchildren. So, you know, there's a lot of other things I need to be focused on and doing what God has called me to do just today, and then surrender the other things I have no control over to my higher power. Surrender is a big part of my life. And in the evening when I do my daily, nightly review, and I just use the format in the big book. It's a wonderful go to every day. I do that, and but I've added a couple things. And one is, you know, what have I surrendered today? And I better have had something every day that I have had to surrender. You know, there are little ones today. Sometimes there's the big ones, but usually it's something little that something's not quite going my way, you know. And, you know, I've got my hand on my hip with this attitude, and it's at that time, you know, I need to surrender and just get back to what's really important of doing, you know, what my higher power has me to do this very moment. I didn't really live a whole lot in that present. I was focusing on a lot of fear. Well, what's that about? The future. Resentments. Oh, my gosh. Resentments. Well, that's muddling in the past. You know, with my focus on first things first right now keeps me in the present. You know, I'm more attentive to my world right now. You know, people. You know, I just was so oblivious before. Losing a lot of opportunities to be helpful to someone because I'm just out of it. You know, I'm not really focused on today. So this is a beautiful way to live. So with that, I pass. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Eva. I'm a grateful Esnon member for the past 7 years. Before Esnon, I would say I've been married for 40 years. And when I found out the betrayal, I would say my whole world cave in. I was very organized. I was a perfectionist. Everything, I felt that I was doing the right thing for my family, as a wife, as a mother, as a friend to my community. When the betrayal came in, I was hiding under the sand. I went down a very deep depression to the point of suicidal, and to the point that I cannot face life anymore. And I do love my spouse a lot, to the point that I say I need to give him a divorce. And on the day of the divorce, I wrote the paper, I want nothing from him because the other person has stole a lot of family assets. And I had planned to go away for 5-year missions, basically to orphanage overseas. And at that time, I was very selfish because I wanted to escape. I wanted to deny there's nothing happening to me. And until at the day of the divorce, things happened. My husband's lawyer, who's a Muslim, came in. She was crying so much. My Christian lawyer walked in. His eye was fully red. My husband came in, bright eyes, and go on his knees and say, "Can you please give me one more chance? My whole world shattered. One more chance? I don't want any more chance. Because I just want to finish." My Christian lawyer told me, "Remember, Eva, you told me you do not want a divorce. God hates divorce. Why don't you just give this man 1 month?" I did. 1 month, after 1 month, after 1 month, we renew our vow. And I thought, well, renewing our vow would be fine. But I have to say, the roller coaster came, a lot of triggers come along. And I was lost focus until I came into Esalen program. When I came into my Esalen program, I felt I was having everything in control. I came to Esalen program, the first four meetings, very numb. It's not for me. The fifth program, as I read the problems, you know, it penetrates and stays in my head. I say, this is what I'm going through. First thing first, don't know what to do except the program. I went into the program, and I went to my first international convention. And that was in Tennessee, Nashville. I met a lot of wonderful people. Honestly, I thought I was the only person in the whole world have this problem. My home group was only two or three people. So I say, it's not many people. When I went there, I said, wow, it was so many people from all walks of life all over the world. And I made a lot of great friends. But first thing first, what's happening to me? And I took priority. One lady and also my sponsor said, have you think about yourself? I said, yeah, it's me. But you were not thinking about yourself. Think about yourself. First thing first. And the first thing I did, I looked at myself, did my steps, find myself a sponsor, and also coming to the meeting, make a lot of phone calls, cry a lot. But the first thing first was myself and my higher power. I worked the steps. I have to say I gained victory. And right now, I have to say that I'm also in a coupleship meeting that helped my husband and I. He's in the SA program. He's doing the program's helping him a lot. And Esalen also helped me a lot to grow. And first thing first, I get better when I focus on my higher power and on myself, not on the other person. Thank you for listening.
Everybody. This is an anonymous program. We ask all members to respect our anonymity. The stories you hear are told in confidence and should not be repeated outside the meeting, including to spouses or family members. They are told so that you might better understand this program and ourselves and to give encouragement and help to the newcomer so we may keep what we have been given. Would anyone like to read? Or let's close with a serenity prayer and then maybe we can listen to our friend. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Okay.
And then I said, you know, I'm making my husband for my higher power. I need to refill my cup. This is really what I need to do right now. And so on Thursday, 1:30 p.m., I decided your will, then I guess I'm going to see if it's your will. And I just like pulled up a friend that I knew that she was coming. And she's like, yeah, totally. We have enough, like, I only eat kosher. So she's like, we have enough food for you. Just don't bother about food. I'm like, okay, why not? Okay, and then she said, and then we can add the hotel for a rollaway bit, okay? Okay, and then I booked the ticket for the convention. And then I booked the ticket, the flight. And everything just went so smoothly, and it was like, God, this is your love for me. And I'm so grateful. And all the beautiful shares, it's just, I don't know, like, God is great. God is great. And just first things first, just, you know, giving back, you're just giving it up and taking the powers back from, you know, people that, you know, it's not in your hands, it's not in your power. And, that's my message. Thank you so much.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you very much, everybody, for getting up early. Thank
you. Thank you so much.
I got your number.
Yeah.